the shape of things. His kid bends the medical pictures of mommy's appendectomy, points out a white ball, an ovary exposed in the surgeon's light, and asks, "Mommy, is that an egg?" Children grasp something intuitive about shapes that we don't, can't remember how. Long ago, we abandoned the joy of pressing our fingers into earth, forsook the freedom of catching and chucking the tetherball, deserted the complex texture of alphabet blocks, rejected the teasing bounce of the bouncy ball, blocked out the same iron taste in blood and dirt, and forgot the right way to answer the question, "What is your favorite shape?" Which should be, "I like green triangles and Easter eggs with silly spots, and Jessica dropped my egg on the floor and I cried and wiped my wet lines on mommy's shirt, her soft-shaped shirt." Now, having escaped childhood, life's last roller coaster, the father doesn't wonder. He simply asks the doc when we can get on the road and can she lift the children, these pudgy little trapezoids.